Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast, speaking to one of my favorite people, Dr. Kezuko. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good, good. So, you know, I'd like you to let our audience know a little more about some of the services that your organization does, some of your healing, because right now we all need so much help with healing ourselves. And
yeah.
I believe you have the science of healing and the action and the machinery for healing. Tell us about it, please.
Well, actually, right now, everybody needs the immune system has to be boosted up. It is you cannot if you have a very good immune system, you will not have the coronavirus fear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Immune system has to be high. An immune system comes from a number of reasons. Your mind, your gut, and then your blood. Those are
okay.
The three elements. The immune system has to be strong.
So how does someone do this?
Intestines and the mind. Mind and intestine and the blood circulation. Those are the three elements of immune system you have to take care.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes. So what are some of the things some people can do to take care of those?
Well, first of all, mind, you have to be always never look at the negative side, always positive. You are always thinking that good things about yourself, especially about yourself. What's a good thing about myself today? Every morning today, it has to be, there are so many negative things in the world, and then we don't shut out negative things. We look at it, but you find the good things within it. It might be difficult. It's not difficult. That's the thing about the mind. And for intestinal health, you have to eat well. You have to eat certain food, which is a very good thing, is a fermented food, but it's okay. You cannot eat too many oily things, but you have to eat very, very different kind of grains and different kind of vegetables. Of course, everybody thinks they know, but they don't really do it. that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, of course, some little exercise. Exercise, you don't do it because you have to do this and that. You have to do something which pleases your mind. In other words, something which helps you to feel good while you're doing it. Don't do anything extraneous. Those are the three things which exercise will bring the blood flow. Blood flow is very important in the whole body. And the blood flow, you know, immune system lives in the white cells. White cells has a ratio, very balanced white cells. And it has directly to do with the mind. White cells has directly to do with mind. If you have a heavy granulocyte, it's overwhelmed and very much very much, I don't know, it's stressed.
Right.
So granulocyte and the lymphocyte. Lymphocyte is the one which fights the germs which comes in. But it's all in white cells. Granulocyte and lymphocyte has to be balanced. If you balance these two elements in white cells, you have immune system higher and stronger. It's 60% and 35%. In other words, imagine, this is a little technical thing Dr. Abo found out. He should have been a Nobel Prize. But anyhow, balanced white cells makes the immune system stronger. And then what's necessary is a heat. Way back 2,500 years ago, that Hippocrates said the heat is the most important element of healing. You can do it with a surgery, but at the end, it's the heat, body heat. It's very important. So this immune system has to live in a good temperature. And the coronavirus has 37 temperature. I think this is their fighting coronavirus. Whether you are caught and conquered by coronavirus or you get out fighting, immune system starts fighting. And 37.5 is a very, very good temperature to fight. So it's not bad you have a small temperature. Is it difficult to understand this?
No, since we've spoken many times, I understand. Is this your Anetso therapy and far infrared rays? Can you talk about that specifically?
Yeah, on Anetso therapy, I created has them trying to do the balance of immune system and the strength of immune system. In order to do that, you have a heat and you have a number of elements which takes in the blood that to balance this balance of ratio of 60% and 35% of in white cells. That encourages this. And then Onetso therapy, this little machine, I patented it, that it's many of the things in the world has many kind of similar elements. But mine is patented because it is a precise sun ray and comes from sun ray and the bottom of the earth, the minerals called Terra Health. These two are combined and become one little machine with the heat, added with the heat. So what happens is this little gadget really promote the blood flow, and then what interesting thing is, it finds a cold spot. When immunity is low and body temperature become low, that is where the unhealthy cells is living. So you can find unhealthy cells through this machine. This little machine is very easy to use, but it should be from every single household in the whole world. Then you will not have a sickness or illness or like viruses. You detect it because immediately your body's negative cells, not healthy cells, become cold. So this little gadget finds the cold cells, and then we will put this vibration of the heat of the fire infrared and telehealth stones into that spot, and they become very much alive. So we can heal these cells, negative cells, and then it becomes healthy cell again. So this is a machine which is so simple that one should have it every household. It's patented in many countries.
So how can we get the...
What?
Where do we go to get the little CETA machine, and where do we go to buy the machine?
Oh, we can... We have a few of them here in New York City. And then in Japan, every single part is made in Japan, so it's perfectly wonderful. New York City, we can buy it. But we hope to have someday that this very complicated vibration of these two elements, sun vibration of fire infrared, and vibration from minerals from deep inside of the earth, this vibration has to, you know, combine together, which is a very special technique, and this was patented. But this is rather expensive right now. But I hope someday somebody will come along and be able to get much cheaper machine, exactly what I do. And then bring it all over the world in each household, like a kettle or something, for, you know. Then if you don't feel good, you use it. If you feel cold, you use it. If you feel something not so healthy, you use it. And this will find, this little gadget will find the cold spot. In other words, the spot which is not healthy, you find it in the body, and then you warm it up with this. And it's just no problem.
The far infrared rays, what is that?
Far infrared and the telehealth. Telehealth is a mineral from deep earth. It comes from outer volcanoes, stones. And those are, in other words, sun vibration and telehealth vibration. This is considered to be totally different things, but Japanese was able to combine these two and make the surface of this machine. And then when we add the heat, it's not too strong heat.
It says, according to NASA, only the narrow spectrum of 8 to 14 micron of wavelength is the life of life.
Yeah, you're talking about far infrared. Far infrared is part of infrared. Infrared is very large spectrum. Far infrared actually is 5 to 25 microns, but I use 8 to 10. In other words, 5 out of 5 to 25, 8 to 10 microns of vibrations of the far infrared. And the far infrared itself is not a heat. It's a very mild heat. It's like a comfortable heat. But with that, I was able to add some element of vibration from the earth. They call it telehealth, and the telehealth application for the medical thing is incredibly advanced in Japan. And we were able to put these two vibrations together, and we added the heat. So
So people can go to, and we can send people to GaiaHolistic.com, and they can see your website, and they can see the products, right? I'm looking at them now.
Yeah. GaiaHolistic.com.
Right.
But, you know, as I said, it's interesting and happening in the whole world with the coronavirus. We are rethinking about our way of living. We thought about so much science and advanced so much medicine, so much that we forgot the rest of the living thing in the whole Earth planet. This is what the problem was. So we have to, even viruses, we have to not fight. You see, everything human being did was always fight, fight, fight. To me, it's not fighting, it's embracing. It's important.
Embracing. I agree with you.
Yeah.
We need to embrace everything, everybody and everything and every, because we're all together. We're all one.
Yeah, we all together was made on this planet. And human being run fast on your own to think the human being has to own everything, conquer everything. I mean, this is a very big lesson for me. It is, universe is telling us that, you know, it's not mighty. You might conquer this, but this way another. But, I mean, the thing is that it's not, you know, it's not bad. Yeah.
No, we have to work together. Well, Doctor...
Yeah.
You go all around the world and you speak to people and you lecture and you inform them and inspire them. And you're very close with the Dalai Lama, and his birthday's coming up again. You just do so many good things, and you're such a philanthropist, helping so many organizations. You're really a super person. I think the world of you, and you help our Peace Day event also. It means so much.
Thank you so much. I mean, I think it's a little bit too complicated, but I think someday many people understand what I'm saying.
No, I think the day is here now, Dr. Kazuko. That's what was part of the reason I wanted to speak with you again. We talked a lot over the years. But right now, they are talking about lighting. They are talking about ultraviolet. They're talking about different kinds of lighting with this coronavirus, that it might be that it is helpful, and heat is helpful. It's right now. This is, I am on the page of that. This is what exactly you're saying is the scenario, and they spend a lot of energy on other things that are making no sense. But you're right down with the real body. You understand the body.
Yeah.
And so, and heat in the body, everybody knows the virus dies after 130 degrees. And, you know, it's not being wisely understood. How about saunas? What do you think of sauna?
Sauna is okay. Sauna is helpful, but sauna is 2 miles. This, what I meant is, goes right to the mile. Only to the spot where it is cold cells are. In other words, sauna is very good as a general, you know. Fine pellet sauna is very good as general. It's like sitting on a spring sun. It's helpful, healthy. But this one particular, what I invented, is very, very sharply targeted to... find the unhealthy cells and go right there with this energy of vibration of sun and the earth. It goes right into, plus heat, goes right onto the flat spot and helps to heal. So it sounds like it's general, whole general. I have a mat which exactly do that, like a sauna. it's okay. Fine for it. Fine for it only. Mine has a terahertz. Terahertz energy or vibration is from the Earth planet.
And that's Sumat.
Both vibration goes together. And then plus heat. So, you know, anything in the whole place that it is cold is not so good. If cold was not meant to be, we have a temperature, and a temperature has to be kept 37 degrees. Or 36.8 degrees, 98.5. But this temperature, if you don't have this temperature, you are dead. And you have to keep that temperature. And then in the body, where spots are very cold and it doesn't have this temperature, it means that degenerated cells causes the death eventually. When we die, we are cold, you know. When we are alive, blood is circulating, and it's warm.
So our temperature should be 90, what they say, 98.6. But if your temperature is down to 97, is that too low? It depends.
That's already low. 95, 96. We find that with this machine, because people, when we are sliding the machine slowly on the skin of a body, the patient takes out, the spot is detected. So we know where the out. Is out means that this spot reachable through the above the skin is cold, and that's why patient reaction is hot. And then if it's a healthy cells, they are all very comfortable and very nice. When you found the out spot, that is where the treatment should be. And that is where the nest of the negative cells are. So we concentrated on that. It's not difficult. And we count, concentrate, and we count how many counts we can stay. And eventually, you count about 5 seconds. You cannot stand 5 seconds if it's a cold cells. But if you start from a 2 seconds to a 3 seconds to 4 seconds and a 5 seconds. If you can stand 5 seconds with this heat, you're okay. Number of times. And then the cancer cells goes down again and you have to do it again. You have to keep doing it. Then eventually it heals. It's very simple. You don't need a doctor.
You're a smart woman and a caring woman. Dr. Kazuko, thank you very much. You know, I ask you lots of times, what makes you peaceful?
Oh, I do meditation. About 2 hours minimum meditation. Meditation is the way that Shakyamuni Buddha taught, and it's concentration of the mind on your sensation of your body, each entire body, inside, outside. And you meditate on this specifically entire skin, entire inside. You become very good at focusing your mind into just one tiny, tiny, tiny spot and go all over the place. And that is just incredible. And meditation is not sleeping, you know. Many people misunderstand meditation is all feeling good and thinking nothing. Meditation is a very big work. And I teach that.
Beautiful. Dr. Kosko, thank you very much for sharing
your
wisdom with us. It's always my honor to get to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
You
bye-bye.
Take care and stay well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.